on Hit Breakfast. Gotta wake
up. How's it going? Happy hump day. Hope you're doing some humping. Whoa, by that I mean, of course, just getting over the hump of the week. You sicko. Don't get your mind to go there. Hey, I had a big show today. I chatted to someone who I've loved for ages now, Tanya Hennessy. She's such a funny person, and she's got a new book out. So I got her on to talk about that. I also made a huge announcement, and you're going to hear that announcement in this catch-up. Am I going to tell you what it is now? No, because then you won't listen till the end. And that's bad for, like, my download analytics and consumption and blah, 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 blah. All the stuff that the technical digital guys look at, okay? So listen till the end. Skip to it if you have to. But it is a good announcement. You're going to love it. There's a couple of other things in here as well. Weird things that have been stolen. And also, I talk technology again because that's what I'm good at. Kind of. I know nothing about technology, really. So enjoy. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
I have been very excited about this. My next guest is a hilarious lady. You can hear her on Weekend Breakfast here on the Hit Network. You can watch her on the socials. She's got like over a million followers. And as of today, you can read her book, Am I Doing This Right? Tanya Hennessy, hello.
Yay. Hey, Ellie. Oh, my God. Can I just, like, low-key tell you, and I wanted to tell you this before when we were chatting off air. I'm actually naked.
Do you know what? Okay, well, the towel's all you need, my friend. In fact, that gives our listeners a nice image.
It low-key fell off when you were doing the intro, and then I, like, pulled it back, you know, and I, anyway, so good morning.
Well, do you know what? If you're revealing embarrassing facts about you, I'll reveal one about myself. I was so excited about this interview that usually I wear like a retainer on my teeth, like, because I got braces off, you know, that deal. And I was like, oh my God, I'm talking to Tanya Hennessy. I can't have like a lisp. So I took my retainer off for you.
That is so nice.
I know. But
also, can you hear it when you're on air, the retainer?
Look, I don't think so. No one's ever told me that they've noticed it. Once I took it off while I was in the studio and then lost it somewhere in the station. Couldn't find it for like 3 days. So that was pretty hectic. I felt really bad for my colleagues.
I know, and they're expensive.
Yeah, they are. Anyway, you're not here to talk about my retainer, although thank you for showing an interest in it.
I mean, I could do retainer chat for about 20 minutes. You tell me how long you want to talk about retainers. I am here for it.
Well, that's the beauty of you. You get radio. You did the breakfast show in Canberra last year, and now you're doing weekend breakfast here on our station. So how do you feel now that you're not doing full-time brekkie? Have your eyes just stopped bleeding yet?
I know. I did five and a half, almost 6 years full-time breakfast radio. And for those playing at home, you wake up at 3:30 or 4 o'clock every single day. And I was doing 6 days a week. So now I only have to work one day a week and I'm living my best life. You constantly feel like you have jet lag. And now I'm like, you know, waking up at 7 and I'm just truly enjoying life again. But I love breakfast radio. I miss full-time radio. I love it so much.
It's a good gig, but I like the tiredness, it gets you. I just had 5 days off, right? And as I went back home to Perth and as I was leaving, my boyfriend was like, I've never seen you look so fresh. Like, usually you look so tired.
You constantly look horrific.
I've got wrinkles.
It is the job. But it's like the best job ever. Like, for me, sitting down, no makeup, pants optional, the best kind of job, you know. Like, often I would just, like, not wear pants or shoes or, you know, at some point, you know, a bra. Like, it was just the best, and I really miss it.
I'm getting a real vibe from you that you just enjoy not wearing clothes.
Girl, that's a whole chapter in my book. I'm a nude. I'm like a home nude. Anyone listening this morning is probably, like, so grossed out.
I think they're loving it.
It's like not an exhibition-y thing. It's just, okay, like I am a little bit chubby, so often, you know, my underwear cuts in or my bra's really uncomfortable because I've got, like, you know, huge breasts. So when you're nude, nothing cuts in and you're just so liberated and free. And being a home nude is one of my favorite things. In saying that, and I write about this in my book, I used to cook nude and a neighbor I didn't realize, watch, because I had the windows open, but I thought I was in a high rise and no one could see. Turns out she could see. Because she moved out and left a note on my car that said, close your blinds.
No. Oh, that's
just
me.
I've been told so many times, Ellie, so many times.
Did you ever have any, cooking nude, did you ever have any accidents? You know, a bit of oil splattering in places you don't want it to splatter?
I should qualify cooking with microwaving, you know, so absolutely not. People ask me that question all the time. They're like, if you like to cook nude, don't you get stuff all over you? I was like, yeah, I'm more like microwaving a sandwich, so...
Fair enough. Now, you have mentioned your book a couple of times. It is out today. Am I doing this right? Talk to me about it. Is it autobiographical? What's the deal with it?
Yeah, there's a few autobiographical elements to it. Mm-hmm. But I guess it has this resounding theme of resilience and determination and, you know, being an adult is really tough and you have a voice inside of your head, like a critic that tells you you're not good enough. And like, you know, imposter syndrome, telling yourself or knowing or thinking, believing that you're a fraud and someone's going to come find you out is a massive theme in the book as well. But also, like, there's a bunch of funny, ridiculous stories in there too. It's an A to Z. But no, it's not autobiographical. It has autobiographical elements, but not 100%. But you can pick it up from, like, the M chapter and not have read anything from A to M and understand it completely because they're little stories. They're just individualized stories.
Right. Is there one particular story in there that's your favorite? I mean, yes. you don't have to do what we do in radio. So in radio, as you well know, you got to hook things. You got to kind of tease it. Is there a story you can hook for us?
I'll just tell you straight up. Okay, chapter E is my favorite because it's, well, so A is for adulting, B is for bodies, C is for career, E is for exercise, and it's just a blank chapter. And that's my favorite chapter.
Right. Well, if you write a book number two, can chapter E be for Ellie?
Ooh, I mean, it's weird and self-indulgent, but absolutely.
Hey, I'll help you out.
I thought I was, like, so clever. I was like, ha-ha, because I don't like to exercise. This is hilarious. The publishers were like, yeah, it'd be better if you actually wrote stuff. And I was like, you know what? Let's go against the grain.
Exactly. Well, the big question is, because the last book I read, I'm not going to lie, was Harry Potter. Is it better than Harry Potter?
Well, I would argue that there's such one's fiction, one's nonfiction. So, like, there's huge things. I'm not J.K. Rowling, who is one of the best authors of our time.
What? Oh, get off my show.
She's incredible. So I would say it's completely different to J.K. Rowling and probably not in the same sphere as to even compare because she's an icon.
Though, imagine if your book takes off and there's, you know how there's Harry Potter world, imagine if there's Tanya world.
Oh my God, it's the land of nudity and donuts.
Yes. Clothes optional. I mean, we could get the cops around a bit, but, you know.
I would hate for that land to exist simultaneously. I mean, in saying that, I live in that land, so what does that say about my personality? Time to go back to the psych. But anyway, no, that would be cool. I just hope people really like it. It's really real. It's very vulnerable. And, you know, it's out today, and there's this huge feeling of, like, I hope people like it because I do have that voice in my head constantly telling me that I'm not good enough and, it, you know, and I am nervous about today, but at the same time, I'm, like, really excited because I feel like this is a win for anyone who's tried their hardest their whole life. And this has actually come into fruition for me. And if it can for me, it definitely can for you.
Yeah. Well, I, for one, can't wait to read it. I'm going to break my book drought. You know, Harry Potter was, like, 6 years ago. So I'm going to read your book.
It was, like, 10 years ago, the last one, I swear.
Yeah, I know. I was a bit late to the party.
Yeah.
How can people get their hands on it?
So it's in Myer, Target, Kmart, Dimex, QVB, literally anywhere where a book is sold, you can get it. So get it if you want it. And if you don't, that's also fine.
Well, if they don't, they can just listen to you on Hip Weekend Breakfast. So you can still get a bit of Tanya in your life.
Correct. And people are probably listening going, oh God, I want less of it in my life. And I've heard so much about this woman nude.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining me on the show today, Tanya. Thank God I can put my retainer back in now because, you know, I can feel my teeth moving as I talk.
You're gorgeous. Thank you so much for having me, Ellie. You're a queen. Thanks, girl.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
Now, this week we're all obviously still reeling from the theft of B1, the Kidstown cow. It was devastating news that we were faced with. But you gotta think, it's a weird thing to want to steal a painted cow. Because where are you going to put it? Are you going to sell it for parts? Are you going to use it as like a scarecrow to get rid of the birds? I don't know. It's a strange thing to want to steal. But it's not as strange as a story that I've read this morning about a man named Antonio. He's 22 years old. He's an American dude. Lives in Detroit. And over the week, he woke up and went to have his morning smoke, took a step outside and fell 2 meters to the ground. Now, you'd think, well, what a silly man. Why is he just stepping onto nothing? Well, Antonio didn't realise that he was stepping onto nothing because usually he has a porch there. He has an entire porch that had just disappeared overnight. Somebody has stolen his porch, detached it from his house, and somehow dragged it away. And so he's shared it to Facebook saying, you know, this is funny. And it's gone viral because I don't think anyone's heard of anything stranger that's ever been stolen. Now, Antonio reckons that it might be his scorned ex because he had a party over the weekend and she wasn't invited and there were other girls there. So he thinks that she's just gone a bit crazy and decided to steal his porch, which she denies because you'd want to deny it. But again, what use would you have for a porch? Like, I don't know, maybe if you're renovating and you want a new one. Who knows? Probably have as much use for that as you do for a painted cow. But it did get me thinking about the strange things you've had stolen off you. Or, you know, you've stolen. I mean, be good. Don't tell me any criminal stories. I don't want to get you in trouble. But have you just had something really random stolen off you? Because we all know that this guy isn't going to be able to sing this anymore. Out on the patio we sit. Not that he would. He's from Detroit. He probably doesn't know what this is. But, yes, give me a call right now, 13 12 16, if you've got a story about something strange that's been stolen off you. I personally didn't have anything stolen off me, but I was having drinks at my house one night and one of my kind of friends of a friend of a friend came to my drinks and he'd just come from another party and he brings me a cushion that says home is where the heart is on it. And I'm like, this is a strange present. Thank you. He goes, oh, no worries. I just took it from the party I was at before here. It's a weird thing to steal, bro.
Hit breakfast with Ellie.
I've just been talking about weird things that you've had stolen because there's a man in Detroit who woke up one morning, went out to have his morning smoke and stepped out of his house onto the ground, which was 2 metres below him because his porch had been stolen. How you can steal a porch is beyond me. The logistics of it, I just don't understand. But it did get me thinking about weird things you've had stolen. I told a story about how a guy that came to a party I had once had come from a previous party and he'd brought me a Home is Where the Heart Is cushion that he'd stolen from the previous party. Needless to say, I did not want that cushion and I returned it. But I put the call out, 13, 12, 16, what's the weirdest thing you've had stolen? Paul, have you got a story for us?
I had a rubbish bin stolen.
A rubbish bin? Like a full-on wheelie bin?
Yeah, somebody stole my rubbish bin.
What do you mean? Are we talking recycling or are we talking the normal?
No, the actual rubbish bin.
Why do you think they did that?
Who knows?
Are you sure maybe the garbage men didn't come to collect your rubbish and just drive off with it accidentally?
No, because I went to the council and asked for a new one.
Yeah?
And they have a special form for it. It happens all the time.
Really? That's a regular thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So what did you do? Where'd you put your rubbish in the meantime?
I just had to wait for the new bin to arrive.
Oh, how frustrating. That's so annoying. Did your rubbish just pile up for weeks?
For a whole week, yeah.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I always forget to take my bins out, so my rubbish is just piling up even though my bin hasn't been stolen. Maybe I should use that as an excuse.
Hit breakfast with Ellie.
I have been teasing all morning that I've got a big announcement to make and it's something I'm very excited about. For the last couple of months, you've heard me rambling into this microphone by myself, but the time has come for me to make an announcement. I am getting a brand new co-host, and his name is Josiah Sharla. Hello, Josiah.
Hello.
Oh, mate, I need you to get here so badly.
I will be there ASAP, and I can confirm I won't be doing the whole show from the phone.
Good, good, because your voice doesn't sound as beautiful as it does usually when it's down the microphone.
Okay. Your word.
Now, okay, so tell me, what are your thoughts? You're moving here from Sydney. When do you get here?
I arrive Sunday. I can't wait. I'm so excited to come to the Goulburn Valley. And, yeah, I just want to get there now, actually. It's been, you know, a long time coming and I honestly just want to move there now.
Oh, mate, you have no idea. I've been here by myself, like, every morning. Just I turn on the microphone and I just don't know what's coming out of my mouth. I'm just rambling along.
Don't worry. I've been listening.
Oh, God. That's scary. That's bloody scary. So what do you know about the GV? Have you been here before? What are your thoughts?
Well, I've heard you're the queen of the GB.
Yeah, that's actually very true. There's statues of me everywhere. You think there's statues of painted cows everywhere. Uh-uh, buddy. It's just me.
Well, speaking of painted cows, I was very upset yesterday. Was it B1 or B2 that got stolen?
Yeah, B1 from Kidstown. It's devastating.
First thing I do when we get there, we're finding it.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do an investigation. Yeah. I did go down to the crime scene yesterday to check it out. It was not nice. I was not happy about it.
The only thing is if we start investigating where it is, we don't know what road that might lead us down to. But
what do you
we're going to investigate anyway.
What do you reckon? We're going to end up in like some crack den or something in the outer suburbs.
Hey, but anything for radio, yeah?
You're not wrong. Well, I'm looking forward to having a partner in crime and in crime solving.
No, I'm very excited, Ellie, and I can't wait to meet everyone in the Golden Valley and just get amongst it and meet everyone. So, yeah, I'm super excited and, yeah, can't wait for next week.
Oh, good on you, buddy. Is there anything that we should know about you? Because over the next couple of days, we're going to be doing some get-to-know-you segments just so people can get a feel for who you are as a person. But right now, up front, skeletons in the closet, is there anything you need to get off your chest so we can just pass that, you know, in the very early stages of knowing you?
Oh, there's going to be a lot of skeletons that come out. I can promise you that. And that's what I'm most nervous about coming on the radio. A little bit about me. I'm Albanian, if that helps. I know there's a lot of Albanians in the Golden Valley. So my background is I'm an Albanian Australian.
Right.
And that is about it. There is nothing else to me.
Do you know what's the national anthem of Albania? Do you know it?
Absolutely not. And don't even get me to start. I don't even know our Australian answer. Nah, dude. I will learn that before I start, before some of my cousins and stuff, Albanians, stop me in the street and ask me to do it.
So yeah, well, that's how we open every show, you know, with the Albanian national anthem. So.
That's actually not a bad idea. I like that.
We'll give it a crack. All right, well, just so you know, like, fun fact about me, I know 3 verses of the Australian national anthem, so
you know all 3 verses?
Yeah, of course, mate. Well, the third one's I'm not great at, but the second one, like Beneath Our Regent Southern Cross, I'm really good at that.
Oh, after the first verse, I just hum. It's like, why are we even playing the second verse? You know what I mean?
I cry whenever it's on at like the Olympics and stuff. Oh, I was at the Commonwealth Games a few months ago. I was crying every time it came on, which was a lot. We won everything.
I'll tell you what, I can't wait for the World Cup. That kicks off this week in Australia.
Oh, yeah, you're a big football fan.
Here's my first big call on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm tipping Australia to upset France this Saturday night in the Soccer World Cup.
That is a big call. I don't know a lot about soccer, but I read an article saying Australia are probably not going to do well.
For the next month, you're going to find me at the pub watching the FIFA World Cup and then rolling straight into work. I am so excited.
Oh, good to know you'll be really grasping this opportunity with both hands rocking up like hungover and tired to your shifts.
Exactly.
Oh, that's giving us something to look forward to. All right, well, thank you for joining me for this massive announcement this morning, Josiah. And our first show is going to be next Wednesday.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm excited. And thank you very much for allowing me on your show, Ellie.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have much of a say in it. The bosses made me, but...
I forced my way on.
All right, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Bye, Ellie.
Hit Breakfast with Ellie.
It's come out that there's a lot of technology these days that has the ability to spy on you. Yeah, you heard me. I'm talking about your laptop. I'm talking about your smartphone. I'm talking about, like, your Google Homes and all those in-home devices that are great, you know. I was visiting my parents on the weekend and they've got one. And you can literally be like, hey, Google, play some ocean sounds. And boom, all of a sudden you've got ocean sounds. It's beautiful. And I'm as much of an advocate for the iPhone as the next person. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But it has been brought to my attention that it can hear everything you're talking about. If it's on your person, then basically it knows what you're doing at all times if you've got the microphone activated. So a man named Ben Wheeler, he's from Perth, he's come out and said, look, my phone is 100% spying on me. This is what happened the other night to him.
We were discussing having children again, and basically it started coming up on my phone, which I've never really started looking at. It was more the wife brought up the conversations, baby ads, like buying a pram.
Now, this isn't the first time I've heard of this happening. My friend the other day was telling me that he mentioned Oreos and hadn't thought of Oreos in years, has never really purchased them at the stores, but all of a sudden he was getting Oreo ads in his newsfeed. And he's like, what do you mean? How does this happen? I mean, it caused him to buy an Oreo, so it worked. But it's a scary thought to think that every conversation you're having, they can hear. And, you know, where are they sending your details? Are they sending them to companies? Or, you know, it's like the privacy, Facebook privacy scandal all over again. Even your laptop, there's an argument to say that your webcam on your laptop can see everything you're doing. How scary is that? Because I don't look pretty when I'm on my laptop. I'm not going to lie. You know, every now and again when you accidentally turn on your webcam or something and you just see your face and you're like, oh, God, the poor person. If the companies are collecting this data, then I feel sorry for them, really, because that is not a pretty sight. But I have done some research into how you can turn this off. So if you're worried about your privacy and you don't want anyone listening into your conversations, then if you've got an iPhone, you can go to your settings app. And you can scroll to whatever app you don't want to have access to your microphone and turn off access there so then it can't get to you. Same with Android, settings, swipe over your personal, get onto your privacy and safety, app permissions, then microphone, turn it off. Google Home, you can do the same thing, myactivity.google.com, and then there's dots in the top corner. Turn off your voice and audio access, which kind of, I think, defeats the purpose a little bit of Google Home, because isn't that the cool part about it? You can be like, Google, turn off the lights. Google, put on some forest noises. The forest noises were actually quite delightful. I put them on the other day too. I also did like, hey, Google, make the sound that a baboon makes. It made a baboon sound. Baboon. It's a hard word to say. Anyway, moral of the story is careful of what you say around your phone. It's always listening.
Hit breakfast with Ellie.